Renaissance Festival Podcast.
I'm a sailor, you're my first mate. We signed on together, we coupled our fate. We hauled up the anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasures, together we set sail. No maps to guide us, we steered our own course. We rode out the storms when the winds were gale force. We set out the doldrums with patience and hope. Moving together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now all around us, we have our own crew. Together we're in this relationship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. A true destination not marked on any chart. We're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now all around us, we have our own crew. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now all around us, we have our own crew.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. That song that you just heard was The Voyage, performed by Terry Griffith from Songs from the Pub. And it was chosen by Tony Artem because he thought it was a wonderful song about journeys and making the most out of life and what it means to build and have a family, a heart. And it's just a heartwarming song. So hello and welcome. My name is Matt Letter, and this is show number 299. Our show for January 15th, 2018, and it is our favorite songs from last year, the year 2017. These are picked out by the minions of the podcast from the list of songs that we played last year. And obviously we have a lot of favorites and we can't get to all of them, but these are just a few of our favorites. We'd also like to welcome our newest Patreon member. Hello, Jason Pace. Thank you for your donation, and thank you to all of you who help donate and keep the podcast running. So the next song we will be hearing is chosen by Tony. The name of the song is I Will Pass This Way Again, performed by Jesse Linder from Ready for the Storm. And Tony picked this song because it is a reminder to all that we might not be here tomorrow, but it is a song filled with hope and dreams, as we all hope for one more day, but if we don't, we will make the best of it. So this is I Will Pass This Way Again by Jesse Linder.
Let a light shine in your window. Let me see where I have been. And if that light still shines and if fortune smiles, I will pass this way again. I will pass this way again. I can take all life will throw my way, but a world without a friend, I will take that road back to your door. I will pass this way again. So let a light shine in your window. Let me see where I have been. And if that light still shines and if fortune smiles, I will pass this way again. This way again. Though we're far apart, we can share the sky and the same moon overhead. And like that moon returns most every night, I will pass this way again. So let a light shine in your window. Let me see where I have been. And if that light still shines and if fortune smiles, I will pass this way again. I will pass this way again. When my time is up, my body lays down, and the candle fades and dims. Throw my ashes into a restless wind, and I will pass this way again. So let a light shine in your window. Let me see where I have been. And if that light still shines and if fortune smiles, I will pass this way again. So let a light shine in your window. Let me see where I have been. And if that light still shines and if fortune smiles, I will pass this way. I will pass this way. I will pass this way again. I will pass this way again.
That's pretty darn good.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an ear. Oh, it drips down your neck, then it falls on the deck, and someone says, "Hi, what's this ear?" Well, you can't wear your glasses, you don't attract lasses, and folks have to shout so you'll hear. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an ear. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a hand. Oh, it squirts and it spurts and it bloody well hurts. Pain only a pirate can stand. Well, a nice metal hook is a fashionable look, but then you can't play in the band. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a hand. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an eye.
Cool, blimey, how'd that happen?
First day with the hook. It stings like the blazes, it makes you make faces, but you can't let your mates see you cry. Well, a dashing black patch will cover the hatch and make sure your socket stays dry. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. So it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a leg. It hurts like the dickens, your pace never quickens, hobbling around on a peg. Ask your sweetheart to marry, but too long you've tarried, and now you can't kneel down and beg. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a leg. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts. So it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Well, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a what's it. You didn't choose it, but you'd still hate to lose it, and you're hoping that somebody spots it. What's that?
I'm not picking that up.
Then the doc comes along and he sews it back on, or he ties it up tight and he knots it. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a what's it. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. So it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
That was Being a Pirate by the Pirates Royale from their album Blackjack. It is time again for Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. I am, of course, Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com. The new year is upon us with plenty of piratical events to attend. The Gasparilla Invasion and Parade of Pirates take place on January 27th in Tampa, Florida. That same weekend in St. Augustine, Florida, the Old City Pirate Fest occurs. The lesson to start this new year is a toast to get you started off right. This comes from old Long John Silver himself. The toast is fair voyage and success. Now, if you be of a certain need for sea shanties and pirate tunes, head over to scoundrelsin.com. Every Wednesday, there is a live show, and as well as over 100 episodes available for download. Scoundrelsin.com. Pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their album Refit, here are Pride of Bedlam with Spanish Ladies.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. You can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com/renfestpodcast. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Game of Thrones song, 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 Game of Thrones song.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
To disagree with you, Ygritte, I really know a bit of stuff I learned at Winterfell, and you can really tell I had a maester and a dad. His death was sad, but they both taught me lots of stuff, though not enough. So here's the scoop, I'm not an incompoop. I know a lot of things, like the line of kings and history, weaponry, geography, but not philosophy. That was too hard for me. I know the stuff you know from living at a castle keep where snow is often falling, and it's really deep. But thanks to crop rotation, fertilization, we have food in store for years and years. Not like you wildlings, it must be tiring to always look for food and never act rude. If it's cultural, it might be natural, anthropological. I guess it's fine. I'm a fighter, level 3, a ranger, level 4, with 7 ranks in handle animal survival, 6 in ride and climb, and 1 in swim, plus 2 in heraldry and knowledge history. I know about the feudal practice taking hostage foster children, which in retrospect is really not a good idea, and I can read and write and know about 2 distinctly different faiths, having semi-participated in both of them, and I can use all martial weapons and even heavy armor, and I've got 6 skill with the bow. Wait to hear that I shot man's creator, never mind, because you'll be dead by then. And I have weapon focus, bastard sword, plus 8 wild empathy, endurance, dodge, and power attack, and cleave, and precise shot, weapon expertise, armor training, 1 bravery and combat style bow, and hunter's bond, favorite terrain, snow. And I know that you need dragonglass, fire, or valyrian steel to kill one of the white walkers, and not just dudes who marry their daughters. And I know that my mom's conflicted about me, and I'm dealing with it, and the only thing I'm really sure about is whether men want to kill me or that they like me. And anything else, I'll just ask Sam.
You know nothing, you know nothing, you know nothing.
Oh, yeah?
You know nothing.
Winter's coming, winter's coming, winter's coming, winter's coming.
You know something, you know something, you know something, you know something.
Thanks.
That last song that you just heard was You Know Nothing, Jon Snow, performed by Dan the Bard from Cross Genre References. Find out more about Dan at danthebard.com. And that song was picked by Danny Fott, who says that he's a big Game of Thrones fan, and he laughed uncontrollably the first time he listened to the song. And I would have to agree, that's a great song. Thanks, Danny. Now a quick little bit of news from the Facebook page, that's facebook.com/renfestmusic. We are happy to announce that all the results have been collected from the latest Renaissance Festival Awards voting period. So thank you to everybody who voted. We are tallying up all the results right now. And stay tuned, because those awards will be announced on the February 20th show. So make sure to listen for that. That's coming up very soon. And now another song also chosen by Danny. This one is by Pandora Celtica. And Danny writes that he's always liked this song and he loves a cappella music. And Pandora Celtica does it well with some nice harmonies. The song is The Ship That Never Returned, performed by Pandora Celtica from Effin Sharp. Find out more at pandoraceltica.com.
On a summer's day, when the waves were rippled by the softest, gentlest breeze, did a ship set sail with a cargo laden for a port beyond the seas. There were sweet farewells, loving demonstrations from the ones who were most concerned. Though they knew it not, 'twas a solemn parting for the ship that never returned. Did she ever return? No, she never returned, and her fate is still unlearned. Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned, said a feeble lad to his anxious mother, I must cross the deep blue sea.
For they say perchance in a foreign climate there is health and strength for me. 'Twas a gleam of hope in a maze of danger, and her heart for her youngest yearned. Yet she sent him forth with a smile and a blessing on the ship that never returned. Did she ever return? No, she never returned, and her fate is still unlearned. Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned. Only one more trip, said the gallant seaman as he kissed his weeping wife. Only one more purse of that golden treasure, and 'twill last us all through life. Then we'll spend our days in our cozy cottage and enjoy the rest we've earned. But alas, poor man, for he sailed commander on the ship that never returned. Did she ever return? No, she never returned, and her fate is still unlearned. Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned. Did she ever return? No, she never returned, and her fate is still unlearned. Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm Bob Brinkman, and this is From the Archives. Normally during this segment of the show, we're playing music by artists who are no longer touring or who are no longer with us, but from time to time we do have an opportunity to play some true rarities. The piece you just heard is simply entitled Scene G, and is from the group Voices on the Dark Side, from their soundtrack from the movie Unusual Scum. Voices on the Dark Side is a side project of John Krivitsky of Bounding, Maine, and he, as well as the producers of the movie, were gracious enough to allow us to play some of this music. It's wonderful, it's haunting, and it's very different from what you normally expect. So we're going to continue this with Scene H. Please enjoy this rare treat.
Oh, Happy New Year, everyone. How do mermaids wash their hair? They used a tide, and now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Though my sails be torn and tattered, and my mast be turned about, let the night wind chill me to my very soul. Though the spray might sting my eye, and the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light to hold. I will not lie me down, this rain a raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. If this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. If the only water left is but salt to wound my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls so steady down. Though night blindness be my gift, and every eve's upon my drift, I will thank the fog that shelters me along. I will not lie me down, this rain raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. If this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. To stop the bath, we will not answer to him now. He shall stand to face the morning light without us. I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. If this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. If this night be unrest, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Until I
Hi, this is Chuck. That song you just heard was A Sailor's Prayer by the Green Man Clan from We Go to Elevenses. I'm a member of the Society for Creative Anachronism, also known as the SCA, a medieval recreation group, and each summer we have a huge event called the Penzic War. At my first Penzic 7 years ago, I found myself in a bardic circle, and I was asked to sing. This is the song I performed. It was only after a mediocre performance of a pirate or Rennie song that I realized I was in a circle of serious bards, those who spent years or even decades studying and performing period music. I slipped away from the circle. The following day, I was approached by one of those present, who also happens to be one of the founding members of the SCA from its beginnings over 50 years ago. He asked me why I'd left, and I told him I felt embarrassed by my choice of music and by my performance. He made me agree to come back to that circle another year when I felt ready to perform with him and with the others that I felt were so much superior. In one of these days, I'll return to that circle. But for now, that song still brings back both the good memories and the bad.
Every month this year, we're going to give special thanks to some of the people that helped make this podcast happen. So this time, I'd like to thank Jason Youngberg, Stephen Conroy, Jody Pergan, Mike Mestmaker, and Matt Letter. Oh, thanks. Thanks to you and to all of those out there who helped make this show happen, and to you for listening. We really appreciate you being here. Thanks. We'll be reading off the names of more of our patron backers as a way of saying thanks every month. So if you're interested in becoming a patron of our podcast, head on over to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. And thank you. Also, if you're interested in bodier songs, make sure to check out the body version of this show at renbody.com. That's RENBAWDY.com.
Our next song is Fill the Fluter's Ball by Jed Marum from Soul of a Wanderer. This is a song that I first heard over 50 years ago on an album of Irish pub music that my father owned. It was a favorite in the house then, and I still enjoy hearing it now.
Have you heard of Fill the Fluter from the town of Ballymuck? Times were going rough with him, in fact the man was broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbors one and all, saying how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he suggested it, the better would the music be for dancing on the floor. With a toot of the toot and a tweedle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing through the wall. Oh, hadn't tweed the gaiety and fiddle through the ball. There was Mr. Dennis Doherty who kept a running dog. There was crooked little Paddy from the Tyrolocket bog. There were boys from every barony and girls from every art, and a beautiful Miss Brady's in their private ass and cart. And along with them came bouncing Mrs. McCafferty, and little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose, Suzanne, and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Ardmagullion and the pride of Petrivore, with the two of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety for the flute's ball? And then little Mickey Mulligan stood up to take a bow, and then the widow Cafferty stood up to show him how. I can dance you off your feet, says she, as sure as you were born, if you'll only have the piper play the hares and the corn. And then Phil played up to the best of his ability. Lady and the gentleman began to do their share. Faith, says Mick, 'tis you that has agility. Be golly, Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With two of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety of Fill the Fluter's Ball? I then Fill the Fluter tipped a wink at crooked little Pat. I think it's nearly time, says he, for passing round the hat. So Paddy passed the cobbing round the room and looking rather cute, he says, you got to pay the piper when he tooters on the flute. And then all joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but the widow beat the company with handle and the foot, with a toot of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing through the wall. Oh, hadn't he the gaiety of Fill the Fluter's Ball?
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
Thank you.
ever seen. Standing 16, one or two, with eyes so wild and green. You ride your horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the smile to light the night through the teardrops in my eye.
That last song, as suggested by Serena London, was Ride On, performed by the Kilted Kings, from Name on My Soul. Find out more at kiltedkings.com. So what do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? Let us know. Leave us a message at 478-227-8537. That's 478-CASTLES. Send us a message on Facebook or email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. We'd really like to hear your comments, suggestions, questions, whatever you like. We want to hear from you, because you're important to us. So thanks for listening, and feel free to reach out if you like. The next song, also suggested by Serena London, is It Seems I'll Have to Rescue You, performed by Boogie Nights from Hysterically Inaccurate. Find out more at boogie-nights.org. That's boogie-knights.org.
I got the frightful news when I arrived in town. The royal family said you could not be found. The mood wasn't happy, no siree. They said an evil duchess got a hold of thee. I've no choice what to do. It seems I'll have to rescue you. She locked you in a tower that was oh so tall, behind a strongly armed and guarded castle wall. She's gonna get it, verily, 'cause I'll be coming after you heroically. Because my love is true, it seems I'll have to rescue you. Oh, I pulled the drawbridge down and then took a battle stance. Challenged and killed off 60 guards. They didn't stand a chance, 'cause I'm the hero. Hope that you appreciate what I go through to put my life in danger chasing after you. Since I slew your captor handily, I hope a thank you wasn't what you planned for me. I want what I am due. Now who is gonna rescue you? I said I want what I am due. Now who is gonna rescue you?
Right now the patrons of the podcast are listening to Although I'm Gone, performed by Charlie McGowan from Although I'm Gone. Kola Ryserska, Knighthood, performed by Stari Olsa from Kola Ryserska. Find out more about them at stariolsa.com. That's stariolsa.com. Call of Spring, performed by Maidens 4 from Emerald Fire. And Earth and Sky, performed by Judith Pintar and Barbara Bodge-Barinsky from the album From Earth to Sky. Find out more about them at judithpintar.com.
Get the volume. Talk to me.
This is Christoph the Insulter. At the Scarborough Renaissance Festival, you are listening to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast, probably because you haven't got much else to do ever since your credit card expired, thus exiling you from the earthly paradise of internet porn.
This is a song based upon an actual Irish custom about what happens when a man comes home late from the pub. Yeah, not like that's happened to any of you. No. But gentlemen, you know who you are.
And by the way, gentlemen, I know who you are.
And later on, she'll be naming names. Seamus, me mate, we've had a pint and lots of talk, but I hear me wife a-calling. I hope I still can walk. It's time we wandered home, threw our hats into the door, 'cause we'll both be sleeping easy if they stay put on the floor. So I stumble toward me house, pray me wife's not mad for staying out so late. And for all the pints I've had, I take off my favorite derby and I throw it through the door, 'cause I'll be sleeping easy if it stays upon the floor. But the hat came back, landed on me head, I guess. That means that I'm not welcome in me bed. I'll be sleeping in the barn again in a heavy gunny sack, 'cause that's what happens when the hat comes back. I kneel, I beg, I throw me hat inside once more. But when an old wool blanket comes out, I know just what's in store. I go down into the barn so as I can find an empty stall, and I can tell just by the smell it hasn't been cleaned since fall. I wake up with a start, I hear the barn door open wide. I get up to me feet, just as me wife she steps inside. She's looking even prettier than on the day that we had wed, 'cause she wasn't wearing nothing but me hat upon her head. So the hat came back, and it's on me darling's head, I guess. Tonight the barn will be our own true marriage bed. We'll be making hay till morning in a heavy gunny sack, 'cause sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back.
That last song was The Hat Came Back, suggested by Captain Nicholas London, who writes that he likes the whimsical nature of this song. And The Hat Came Back was performed by Empty Hats from the album Released. Find out more about them at emptyhats.com. I'd like to give a heartfelt thanks to the friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, Mari Vopio, and also thank you to you for listening. How are we doing? Is there a song that you would like to hear or a performer that you'd like to have on the show? Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com or call or text 478-CASTLES, that is 478-227-8537. Well, I hope all of you out there had a wonderful new year and are looking forward to 2018. Here, I just wanted to thank everybody out there one more time, and especially thanks to the minions who make this show possible. We have a lot of people behind the scenes working very diligently to make sure that the show notes are right and the songs are picked out and the editing takes place and everything comes together smoothly. And thanks to Captain Nicholas London and everyone who is rocking it on the Minion crew. We're going to close out with the song The Dark Lady, performed by Diane Lynn, also known as the Bard O'Neill, from the album Tales of the Trickster. This is picked out by Captain Nicholas, and it is his favorite pirate song. So here's The Dark Lady, performed by Diane Lynn. Find out more about her at dianethebard.com. Thanks, everyone, and here's to another great year. We'll see you in the lanes.
On the Dark Lady, a ship strong and sound with a palace crew, high on the mast, the skull and bones flew fleet and swift, was the Dark Lady. And every night the fire would drink a toast. He said, and the Dark Lady sighed. A rich Spanish galleon was spotted one night. The Dark Lady's crew prepared for the fight, clash of swords. No Spaniard survived it, except for the maiden with dark eyes so bold, found in the hall with the jewels and the gold of old land, and took her for ransom. And every night the barrel drank a toast. He says it's to my lovely lady host. My one true love, he gave the crew replied, and the Dark Lady sighed. Was a beauty quite rare. With each passing night, a bone couldn't bear his empty bed. He brought her to it. The bands had found he felt more than desire. His love for her grew and his soul filled with fire. He proclaimed that they would marry. That night, he says it's to my lovely bride to be. My one true love, gave the crew replied, and the Dark Lady cried. storm-bird at sea. Dark lady saw her chance to be free of a rival, the beauty Carlotta. The ship stood herself to the heart of the care. Her wave washed the maiden out over the rails. Revenge on an unfaithful lover. That night the lady drank a toast. She says, "Here's to your lovely lady host. Your one true love," no voices replied, and the dark lady smiled. Storm does the sky, the Sega ship sails into the eye. Fleet and swift is the dark lady. A ship strong and sound with a perilous crew. High on the mast, the scudamore's blue, and the captain gazes at the sea. And then he says, "Here's to our lovely lady host. My one true love, hear the ghost crew replies," and the dark lady smiles.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.